Good morning, Family First. This is Robin speaking.
Hi, Robin. My name is Ren. I'm calling from Keystone First. How are you doing today?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm calling on behalf of one of my participants, Ms. Yvonne Wakefield. Just wanted to know if you guys had a new number in the system for her.
Give me one second. I can get you right over to the correct coordinator.
Perfect. Thank you.
Morning, scrolled me from Family First.
Hi, how are you? My name is Ren. I'm calling from Keystone First. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm very good. And yourself?
I'm wonderful. What's your name again?
Yeah, my name is Rodney.
Hi, Rodney. So I'm calling on behalf of a participant of mine, Yvonne Wakefield. I just wanted to know if you guys have a new participant number for her. The numbers that we've been trying to call her at is non-working.
Okay. Ms. Yvonne Wakefield, right?
Yvonne Wakefield, yeah.
Okay, let me just pull out the profile real quick. Let's see.
Okay, thank you so much for holding in there, Robin. I am able to see that, I mean, literally our agency, the last communication that we had with Ms. Yvonne was on, September 11, 2025. That's the last communication that we have with her. She did refer someone to take care of her. His name is Marquel. Seems to be his her son. But he never completed, like, the onboarding process and stuff. Then the patient stopped responding our calls. I guess that you may have the number ending in 2020, right?
No, I have a number ending in 0171 and 2977.
Okay. By his son, because, I mean, we've been, like, trying to reach out to this patient for months. We did a home visit. By, let me tell you, it was on December, and it took place on a Thursday, which was the 18th of December. We did a visit to his house with one of our representatives, and the client's son was there, but the caregiver, I mean the patient, Yvonne, is no longer living at the address. He said that she moved with a friend several months ago. He is in contact with her sometimes, but he isn't sure about her status or wanting home care anymore. He indicated that the phone number for Ms. Yvonne, or the one that we have tried to, the 267-631-1406, is still her number, but she's not picking up any calls from us. And he tried to call her while he was there, but she didn't pick up the phone. So I'm unsure of what to do with this case anymore.
Okay, and do you still have the same address, 1617 French Street?
On profile, I had the, let me tell you, the 5336 Malcolm Street. That's the one, the latest one that we had. But the place that she's living as per her son, we don't have it.
Okay. All right, no problem. I'll make an update in our system as well. I'll try to reach out with her, maybe contact her primary care doctor and see if I can get a hold of her or something like that.
I got you. Do you have any lines? Because I imagine that you are her service coordinator, right?
I'm her service coordinator, yeah.
Okay. You say your name is Robbie, right?
Sorry. Ren, R-E-N.
Okay. Okay, Ron. So, yeah, in any cases, I'm her service her coordinator over here in the agency. If you get any update, please to help you or, like, what do you need from here, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. And your name again?
My name is Rodney.
Rodney?
Yeah, with an M, as in Michael.
Okay, Rodney. Okay, Rodney. Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate
it. No problem. Have a good one.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.